Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.
Hey, y'all, I'm Queen Chickenhead.
And I'm Breezy the Giant.
And we are the You Ain't Shit Podcast.
Look at that.
You know what?
It's gonna work.
Oh. I need you to get it together. You had to make sure you was on point with me.
I was really trying hard.
I'm cracking up. You was real hesitant. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Because we gonna get there.
Yes, we are. Happy New Year, niggas. Happy New Year, niggas, and everybody in between.
right. Man.
It is a new year, guys. We made it through.
Made it through 2020, but we didn't make it through COVID.
No, we did not. You know.
But I mean, thank y'all for listening. I do always like to thank y'all every time because y'all don't have to listen. So I appreciate it. Share it with your friends. We out here. And we're actually out here with a new format this year. So expect an episode once a month at the end of the month.
Yes. With that being said, there will be longer episodes. We're pretty much going to wrap up everything that happened during the month. And then continue on with our regular schedule program.
So how was your new year and how was your January?
That's a loaded question.
Isn't it? It is.
Okay, so my new year was just a regular day. I didn't do anything special. Was on New Year's Eve, I worked, and then I was asleep by 11, so I just went to sleep. Gosh. Because in my mind, I'm like, it's just another day. I'm not going to get left in 2020 if I don't stay up till midnight. So, right. So I just went to sleep. I think I popped up at 1 o'clock because, you know, black people and have an obsession with fireworks on New Year's New Year's Eve. Never understood it, but
anything for a celebration. Fireworks happen for any celebration.
Yeah,
I'm hearing them all summer around here. Nonstop.
Oh my god.
Y'all doing down here?
And that's what I'm saying, but whatever. Y'all like it. I love it as long as nobody was getting shot in my vicinity of my home. Okay. I know there were gunshots happening the night of, I think about five, there were five different shooting incidents that night. So, yeah. That wasn't. But all in all, it was a good night. January, that's a whole nother story. We'll get into that in a little bit. How was your New Year's?
My New Year was cool. It was actually pretty fun. I boarded in with my girlfriend, of course, and my best friend and her husband. They came over and we did a little karaoke, which was fun and spontaneous because it was definitely not planned.
Karaoke is always a good time.
Yeah, it was really fun. We even pulled up the lyrics on YouTube, so it really felt like we was karaoke for real.
Karaoke Breezy in the house.
Okay, holla at me. I'm undefeated. You would think I was a rapper, that's all I'm saying.
You know what? Holla, Randall.
But it was fun, it was cool. He pulled it in. And I mean, we're here in 2021.
Ready for another unpredictable year.
Yeah. For it to have been, you know, COVID, it was a nice time. I really had fun. It was one of my favorite New Year's, I would say.
Really? That's good.
Thinking back on it, I don't know if I really, you know what? I did. I'm not even going to lie. I remember being in the club during the New Year, so that's a lie. I was about to say, I ain't really partying. Yes,
no, I'm not even going to lie. I think I've only ever been to one club New Year's Eve party. And that was back in 2015, maybe. Maybe-ish. That was the only time. And I remember we paid $50 for those tickets. And it was cool, but we've always just had our fun on our own. I've had a New Year's Eve party at my mom's house before. My niece has had a party at her house 2 years ago. I've just always had my own fun. And years before, it's just, you know, the club scene is just oversaturated. You know, they overprice everything. So it's just easier to have your own private gatherings and then have fun that way. And it's cheaper.
I feel that.
It's cheaper.
I think that when I was bringing in New Year's in the club, I was young. I might have did it probably 2 or 3 times. Been in the club for New Year's. Other than that, it's usually bringing it in with friends at their house or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now I'm grown, so this was fun to me.
Listen, okay? You saw me. I'm in the bed by 11.
Girl.
I tried to stay up. I really did.
You just woke up and it was already 2021.
I mean, I woke up, turned the TV off, and went to sleep after they stopped the fireworks. So,
oh my gosh.
I mean, listen, I'm here. I didn't get left.
We sat here and watched it. Just remind me, we watched that damn, it was Times Square. Did you see any of that at all?
No, I didn't even know that was, I didn't even know that was actually going to be a thing since.
Right, that's why I wanted to bring it up, because it's a historical thing for people in New York, and I mean, I guess it's a historical thing for America, because it was that's a big tourist attraction, like people come from all over the world to bring in New Year's in Times Square, and this year, they wasn't allowing nobody, like, to the point where they had police on the outskirts, not even letting nobody stop to look, like they was keeping the traffic moving, like not letting nobody go in there, and it was really just essential workers and the performers.
Yeah, and I know that's so hard for people that's so used, especially people that even live in New York. Who do they have performing? J-Lo, right?
J-Lo, Meg Thee Stallion, and I think somebody else performed that we saw, but I don't even remember at this point.
Can we?
All I remember is J-Lo sliding the cameraman.
I need people to stop. To really like give J-Lo a rest, because she, never mind. In my opinion, she's not that girl. She never was that girl, and it's just showing. It's showing. Please leave that lady where she's at. Because
yeah, I like
if she's singing, it's just not doing it for me. Dancing is one thing. She can bring back her fly girl moves. We can do that from In Living Color. We can bring that back. But the vocals just ain't there, bro. It just ain't there.
The vocals wasn't really never there, but...
Exactly.
You know, she still sang for the president, so there was that.
Sad.
Our new president, Joe Biden.
And that's what I was saying. We need to give mamas a rest, because let's get loud. No, mamas, let's be quiet.
Yo, I was cracking the fuck up. Like, you are singing a completely different song. You gonna song some let's get loud.
Oh my god. When she yelled it, I was like, mind you, I was working during the whole thing, so I had to hold my composure on the phones, but I was just like, yo, Jesus Christ.
Shameless plug. Like, she was saying, this land is your land. How did you sing let's get loud?
Ooh, man,
so funny. Like, that was honestly a little legendary for me. Like, it was pretty funny.
No, the inauguration was hilarious. Okay, dang.
Let's do a little foreplay.
But let's not jump ahead, because a couple things happened weeks before.
Oh my gosh. So we definitely, we're wrapping up the January. We definitely got to say that.
So let's, you know, people, certain people started off the year with chaos and violence.
Literally the beginning of the year. What the fuck? Yes. Didn't even get a week into the year before that happened.
We got what, 5 days in?
6.
Yeah. January 6th came and people went AWIRE. They went off the rails. It was ridiculous. So how did you find out about the insurrection that happened, the storming of the Capitol? How did you find out about that?
I get news notifications in my phone like all day. So
okay,
anything big or really anything, because I with the CNN app, you can choose what type of news you're interested in and what type of news you want to get notifications for. So I select that ahead of time. So I always get news about shit like that, and that popped up in my phone right away, and my eyes couldn't go away from it after, like, once the notification came up. It's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, and honestly, of course, I found out on Twitter.
Right.
Because in between my calls, I usually just get on Twitter to pass the time and like to entertain me. So I kept seeing people talking. And of course, it's Black Twitter that I'm, you know. And so all I see is Black people like, the white people don't went crazy. So I'm like just scrolling. I'm like, what are they talking about? And then I ended up seeing a video. And it showed the white people walking through the Capitol. So at
like
first,
literally through the Capitol, like
inside. Yeah. So at first, I didn't understand what was going on. What the hell? So then I actually go on a Twitter news portion, and child, it was video after video after video. I was like, "What the hell is going on?" And the first thing I thought about was a couple years ago when a lady she drove onto the Capitol grounds. It was an emergency that was happening. I forgot what was going on with her or her child. And she was, I don't know if they killed her or they shot at her. And I'm just like, well, what's going on? It's like, ain't it illegal to be on the grounds, let alone inside the building? Child, right. It was just.
They will threaten to shoot you if you are across the street from the Capitol and not moving fast enough.
Okay.
But now all of a sudden people can just be on the lawn, playing music, having fun. Like, this shit was crazy to see. It was crazy to see that they were just getting away with it. It was happening. Yes, granted, one woman died that I know of. I think it might have
It was five death. People. Five people died.
Dang.
No, okay. Did five people die? I know two. Can't remember if five died or five were injured, but I know two for sure died. A man, oh Lord. The man, he had a taser. He tased himself and his balls to death.
Oh my gosh! Like, what
right.
the fuck?
I was just like, "All right, that's your fault." Yeah, it had to be five because the lady was trampled. A lady that was carrying a "Don't trample me" sign.
Yeah, it trampled. Was five people. I just found
I think a police officer or a law enforcement officer was killed.
Brian Sicknick.
And then that was four, and I forgot the last person, but yeah.
The lady, Ashley Babbitt, that was the one that I remember. That was all over the place.
That was a lady that don't know how to follow instructions when the man tell you, back up before I shoot.
She tried to climb through that window. I watched that video over and over, like, to see how in the world anyone could try to justify what she was doing. Because when I found out she died, I saw that on Instagram. Where some white person has said, like, it was say her name.
Oh,
and I'm like, what?
I'm like, that is not. I'm like, here we go, gentrifying our slogan.
Yo, like, not say her name, because I saw her little Facebook post. She was already ready to go before the Capitol riots even happened.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got there, she literally was the only one. I mean, granted, the other bull next to her was punching the window, breaking it, but she climbed through the window, or tried to.
Right.
In the same hallway that we also saw fucking Mike Pence walk through. So we know that there's access to people that she shouldn't have access to. So she decided to go through the window, and now now people are mad that she got killed.
I don't understand. We all watched what happened and why she was shot.
All of this shit was illegal. Everything that y'all was doing was illegal, and it's ridiculous.
You know what made me laugh? The moment she got shot, the people around her kind of like turned and looked at her like, what just happened? Like there was no real sense of urgency at one point. They were just like, some people walked away, and I was just like, now y'all see this shit is real. Now y'all see that y'all is gonna get shot.
Y'all in danger, right. And that's a crazy thing to say it like that, because they in that dorm, like, they weren't in danger. Like, it was cool. It was never going, nothing was going to happen to them if they was in there.
And I think what ended up triggering me is, and it was crazy because I did not think it was going to hit me the way it did. What bothered me the most is that the more it continued, the angrier I got. And at one point, I started to cry because I'm like, how? I'm like, I understand, you know, people are like, this is what we needed to see. for like to people to see the blatant, like how the comparisons, how we get treated versus how they get treated. But I'm like, we've been telling and showing y'all for years. Why did it take for this shit to happen for people to actually wake up and see that there is blatant double standards,
right,
in the country when it comes to white people versus black people or people of color? Like, why did it really take for them to put the lives of politicians and the vice president at risk for y'all to see that the country does not care about us?
And there's still people out there denying it.
And it's like, and I kept, and at one point I was going back and forth with like black people on Twitter though. Because then they were talking about why do y'all think they deserve the same treatment as us? Because we have been shot and killed for less. Like, we have been shot and killed and tortured for less. And they are literally committing felonies in the Capitol. Any crime in D.C. is a felony because it is in D.C.
Right.
Fucking prostitution is a felony in D.C. because it's in D.C. Anything you do in that city is a felony. And nothing. A mere five people were killed. And y'all want to be crying over that? What? Well, yeah, there's hundreds of people that die every day in this country at the hands of law enforcement for doing less. Some of which are children. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I don't feel bad. And I'm sorry if I'm frustrated at having to be shown and pretty much ridiculed on our faces that we don't matter.
Right. Now, I have a slightly different standpoint. I still agree with the end-all, be-all. It's like, we are always treated completely different. And this is why Black Lives Matter was even started, because most black people in this country felt like they didn't matter. So there needed to be something to show that, yes, you do matter. I don't think that they needed the same treatment as us. It would have been nice to see, because they already went that far to do what they did. So at this point, yes, you should have done what you would have done to a person of color doing that stuff. But okay, the point of my outrage is that how is it that you can act that way with them but can't act that way with us? Like, we don't have to be killed. If they don't have to be killed, we don't have to be killed.
Well, one, they couldn't have been killed because there were no police, there were no law enforcement out there, period. And the ones that were out there were just allowing them to do the shit because they were outnumbered. Ridiculous. But when it comes to us, y'all are still outnumbered with us, but y'all don't care. Y'all bringing riot gear and all that.
Right. You're telling me they ain't had no smoke bombs, no nothing to help disperse the crowd. The Capitol Police
Girl, and I'm going to tell you this. Capitol Police, they get far too much training. They have to go through extensive training. So how in the world did that even happen?
Right.
The only way that happened is because those are your people.
Right.
The Capitol Police are a part of.
Come on.
So, yeah, and then the whole...
You
don't
gotta go busting in the crowd, but there has to be some type of way to disperse a huge crowd as the Capitol Police. You are protecting some of the supposedly most important people in the country, making the most important decisions in the country, and you just letting a whole crowd of people just break windows and bust on in there. What the fuck is that?
And the purpose of the National Guard is what? Because I know it ain't to stop people from looting stores that the government has nothing to do with.
Right.
The purpose of the National Guard is what? Because why did y'all not deploy them until a day later? Like, what was that?
Homeland, be against any domestic terrorism, but here we are with domestic terrorism right in our face. They tried to stage a whole coup. But we letting this shit slide. All right. Granted, yes, the FBI is doing their thing and arresting people left and right, and it's probably not over with the arrest. Great. I'm happy that that's happening. Something needs to happen, but
but far too late.
Away, yeah.
Because saying,
in the moment, that shit was ridiculous.
Far too late.
Mm-mm. And I definitely think and hope and cross my fingers that, well, first of all, let's remind everybody that after this happened, Trump ended up getting impeached
for a second time. Which
for a second time,
if you ask me, ever. After that first impeachment, it should have been done. But of course, you know,
the Republicans,
right?
So that's what's happening here. And I hope that when it goes to trial, he actually does get some type of repercussions where he can't run for president again or anything again.
Well, once you get impeached twice, you can't.
He still can if he doesn't.
Oh, the first time. No, matter of fact, the very first time he didn't, he got impeached, but it didn't go through in the second vote.
Right. That's the thing. If the second vote don't go through again, he can still
run
again. So if the second vote, we need the second vote to go in our favor so he can't run for any type of office. After that, you can't hold any public office.
We are really living in a twilight zone. This is I can't. We are really living in a twilight zone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Did you see his little speeches or his rally before the riot?
I've never watched anything Trump related.
Okay, so this nigga stood on whatever fucking lawn he was on and told this crowd of people, who were probably all of the people plus more that ended up at the Capitol, that we're gonna storm the Capitol. I'm gonna be walking with you. This nigga said he's gonna walk with them to the Capitol.
Oh, yeah.
Storm the Capitol.
I did see that it was planned since December.
Like, how was this not? No, that was the same day, earlier that day.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
he's tweeting. He had a rally.
Yeah, no, he was tweeting about it and all that. I've seen that, but it was certainly planned.
It
was
putting it all together
in December. But yeah.
Yeah, putting it all together. He started inciting it from what he's been tweeting and stuff like that in December. And then.
And yet this man was nowhere to be found.
Nope, he was in the building with the rest of them, hiding.
Nowhere to be found, child. I'm like, he didn't set y'all up.
We love you. Come on. We love you? Okay. What type of shit is this? This is truly the Twilight Zone.
And I got a bone to pick with social media platforms. Because why did it take for this for y'all to ban this man from y'all social, from y'all apps? Twitter as a whole, as much as I love Twitter, they dropped the ball so bad. Because this could have all been prevented had y'all banned that man from tweeting in the first place, once y'all saw the shit that he was saying.
Now, part of me, I definitely get that side of the argument, but I also saw something that I think Monica said it and she got some backlash, but I'm not, well, yeah, I kind of...
You mean Carrie Hilson?
Carrie Hilson, there we go. Sorry, let's not fuck up Monica's anything.
I'm about to say, you know damn well.
Right. It was Carrie Hilson. But the freedom of speech point.
It has nothing to do with social platforms. You still have freedom of speech.
He can fucking tell all the news networks to play his address.
And here is where Carrie Hilson should have shut the hell up and sat down somewhere. Because freedom of speech has nothing to do with social media. Those are private-owned companies, private-owned entities. They have nothing to do with the government. Once you sign up for that profile, there are terms and conditions you are agreeing to. And once you violate those terms and conditions, that social media platform, that company, can do as they please. They can ban you from it.
That's true.
And that's why him being banned from all of these social media platforms and apps
should have been
means nothing. It has nothing to do with freedom of speech. They can do as they please. So Carrie Hilson, I understood her argument, but the argument had nothing to do with why he was being banned.
I get it. I get that.
You still have your freedom of speech means you can say whatever you want in public, but once you go and take that to platforms where you're where you have these terms and conditions that you have to abide by these rules, or else they can ban you, they can suspend you, XYZ. Listen, it is, because it has nothing to do with the government. That's not a government owned entity. That's not a government owned ad. That has nothing to do with it. So you still have the freedom of speech means you can't get arrested for saying whatever you want to say, for having your own opinion. That's what freedom of speech means.
I feel you.
So her argument,
at the end of the day,
once I read that, her argument was null and void.
I feel you. At the end of the day, even if he was banned from all the shit, like, it's not like the president couldn't speak to the country. So
exactly, and that's what I'm saying. Nobody's telling him you can't say what you want to say. You just can't say it on this platform,
right?
You can't say it here. You can't, because you say it there, it ain't gonna do nothing but bring bad. It's not gonna do nothing but bring bad taste to that platform. If Twitter were hit, and again, and I'm still mad because Twitter really dropped the ball by not banning him sooner, but it's just whatever. But you know how bad it had to be if you get banned from Pinterest?
He got banned from not Pinterest. He got banned from
He got banned from everything. I was just like, Jesus Christ. I was like, damn, then you can't do none of your do-it-yourself projects? Like, damn.
Mm-mm. Nothing. You can't do it yourself in no way. Not on Pinterest or Pornhub.
Jesus Christ. Child, but...
Well, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Moving on to the congratulations to our new vice president.
Yes.
Kamala Harris. And also, you know, honorable mention, Joe Biden.
I'm hollering.
Because, you know, I'm happy that we got Trump out of office, but, like, was I really feeling Joe?
Right.
Not 100%. He's still another, you know what? I'm going to leave it at that. But I.
You know what? He's still another liar, because where's my $2,000, Joe? Now, I was reading last night, talking about 14. We ain't agreed to
1400. Listen, I told you he tried to
say 14. Y'all said if Georgia wins, we get $2,000 immediately, not 1400. Where is my two?
And it's not even immediately no more. They don't even know when the fuck they're about to be released.
Right. I saw they said about March, April.
Okay. What?
Georgia won in December.
Oh, okay.
Y'all better stop playing with me.
March, April.
Stop playing with my money. Child.
See? Mm-mm.
This is what happened. See, men ain't no good. Ain't nothing but a bunch of liars. I ain't got time. But yes. Shout out to Vice President Harris.
Yeah, I am excited that she's in office. Not just because, but a lot of the proudness is for the image. Like,
yes.
That other younger woman, because, I mean, I'm not about to run for president or vice president, but, like, mm-hmm. Someone can actually aspire to that because it's right there in their face.
That's very true.
Like, it actually happened. They can do this. Now it's a little girl that's in kindergarten now and that can say, yeah, I want to be president.
And that actually can.
Right.
Yeah. I will say, I actually ended up being more happy than I thought I would be. Just watching it and seeing her actually being sworn in. Yeah, it was a very proud moment, but due to her background, I really want to see,
right,
how what is actually going to happen.
I do want to do my due diligence and do more research about her.
Yeah, because that sis was wild. She used to be wild in California, as far as like crime bills and all that, but. So,
and I mean,
I really
know how Joe feel about crime, so
mm-hmm. about I really want to see how is this really going to benefit you know, low class, middle, working class, Black people, people of color, young people. I really want to see how this is really going to affect us, because I've always had a problem with letting older white men decide what happens to the future of the country when the future of the country is not y'all.
Right.
Like, I hate the that even though you only have to be 35, at least 35 to run for president, you have to go through so many hoops and obstacles just to get there. That's why all our presidents and all that, they've always been older. Like, old.
Right. For some reason, yeah. I mean, well, there's still a population of people, and I feel like there's always going to be a population of people, because when they're the boomers are gone, we're going to be the millennials are going to be older. We're going to vote. I feel like, I don't know, older people don't want a younger person to run a country. That might be a thing.
Yeah. And, you know, for in our country, we're such a young country, yet we still have a long way to go as far as being a quote-unquote free country.
Right.
Yeah, we're land of the free, but are we? We're really not free as a whole.
Not yet.
Huh. Long ways to go. But yeah, I'm excited to see. You know what I was happy about? Let's get into these. Because Jill was looking so cute with her matching coat and mask. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Mama's was giving Frozen vibes. I'm hollering. I was so happy to see that. Kamala, she looked cute and all that. I wasn't feeling that purple. I ain't gonna hold you. I wasn't feeling that. But Jill looked really cute in her blue one, of course, Michelle. That's without a doubt.
Still killed it.
Yo, my mom was so high. My mom was like, that coat was the bomb. She didn't want to say the bomb. She was like, I don't want the FBI coming. So I'm like, girl, please.
Girl.
My mom is so dramatic.
Not the bomb.
She was like, that coat is bad. I started hollering. Like, yes, Michelle. But, and the hair. You know what? I appreciate black women so much. The hair, the outfit. Even Joe Biden, his granddaughters, they was all decked out in matching outfits with their masks. I was like, y'all lit. But no, it was interesting. They gonna stop clowning Bernie Sanders, though. See that.
It's never going to end at this point. He's a meme.
Bernie, listen. He capitalized off it, though. He made a t-shirt of his meme. Yeah. And it was sold out. And I forgot where he donated all the funds to, all the money to. But yes, listen, oh. Bernie always look like I'm just here so I don't get fired.
Okay.
The mittens were so cute though. I was like, oh, pop.
Make sure he wasn't, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, frostbitten out there.
Listen, Papa said it's cold. We still in a pandemic. I'm going to sit back here and watch y'all do your thing. Child, that was so funny. But no, that was very, very good. I did see, because you know, when the inauguration during Clinton, I think when Bill Clinton was inaugurated into the office, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did see a video surface of who performed at the ball. It wasn't at the ball, on the steps. You know how J-Lo did the performance?
Mm-hmm.
So back then, Cool J did the performance. Oh, Cool J was the performer for the inauguration.
What?
And I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. I'm going to have to send you the video. I'm going to post it on my story so everybody can see it. But when I tell y'all, I was hollering because it was funny, because that same week of the inauguration, I was clowning LL because somebody had posted the video, Headsprung video. And you know how the beginning of the song, he was like, they call me Big LA. I was like, who the hell called him that? Like, I still to this day do not know who actually called you that.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Yo, and then the fact that video from him performing at the inauguration had me rolling. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I need to see that.
Yes. Yo, that was so funny, but yeah. So let's see how these next 4 years will go, because if, you know, if everything works out well, I don't know if I'm still being in this country. So let's see how these next 4 years will go, and we'll play it by ear.
Think you're gonna be out of the country in 4 years or less?
I will listen if I can find a rich husband, girl. Yes,
I mean,
but no,
that's time to do it. But I'm just curious.
Yeah, I've always wanted to move out of the country. I've always wanted to move out of the country. It was just a matter of where. So I have narrowed down places I would go. And honestly, Barbados kind of has made it possible for Americans to move down there, especially if you're working from home. So
that's definitely
a possibility, because, you know, it's nice down there. I've always wanted to do the UK, though, but I wanted to visit to see before I actually decided. But yes, moving out of the country has always been my thing. And then if I, of course, chose to stay, I would not stay in Pennsylvania. I've never wanted to live here as a whole, like, as I got older. So.
I feel you on that 100%.
Yeah.
Definitely don't want to stay in Philly, and I'm still saying that, and I'm going to be 31. I need to fucking figure out a 5-year plan.
Like, I love, and don't get me wrong, I love Philadelphia to death, and I'm always going to rep, but I want to move. I've always, like, ever since I moved down to Houston, like, I went visited Houston like twice in my life, and I fell in love with it. And this was, I haven't been to Houston in 10 years, and I still remember everything that I loved about it. And it's just like, I want to move. I've always wanted to move, like go down there. So
that's how I felt about Hawaii. I still feel the way about Hawaii.
Hawaii is beautiful. Oh my God.
I'll definitely live there.
Please do, so I can go and visit you. Because I can't move to Hawaii. Hawaii is expensive. But I could certainly go visit, you know. I can go back down and visit, because I loved it when I visited in 2018. So definitely a move. But let's get into some some interesting. So you watched the Verses.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I did. Remember that? Remember that was supposed to happen last year?
Oh, yes, I do. Remember it was supposed to happen again, in the beginning of the year, and then it didn't.
No, it didn't.
So then it finally happened. You know, finally happened. And let's just say they could have kept it, to say the least. They could have just kept it.
So we got an Ashanti and Keyshia Cole versus. The verses that, I don't know, every bitch in the hood was waiting for. I don't know.
Yo, oh my God. We were so excited for this Verses back in December. Like, you couldn't tell us nothing. Like, oh, and then, you know, it happened. And by the time the day actually came, I was just like, let's just get it over with. Because I wasn't excited anymore. It was happening on a Thursday. I'm like, I gotta work the next day. Verses never starts on time. And this one didn't start to at least, what, 9?
How? First of all, Keyshia Cole was late as hell. Like, I know that somebody had to call her, like, Swizz Beatz, Tim, somebody in the background was calling that bitch, because she was late as hell.
Yes.
And then she came on looking irritated, like she did just get cursed out or something for being late.
But she came on with an attitude, irritated and rushing. Girl, no! Give us a proper greeting. Hello, because then, Ashanti came out close to 9 o'clock, but she came out to entertain us until Yaz got on the screen. Sis, don't do that.
Right. What I do wish is that Ashanti DJ was, like, playing other music, because I feel like with other verses, they were playing other music, so it is allowed. But you can play all these Ashanti songs.
No, in the first hour, the first 45 minutes to 50 minutes, Keyshia Cole DJ was playing music. He was terrible, though. When I say he was terrible, he was terrible. There were no transitions between songs. It was like he was just playing songs on a playlist. It was just ridiculous. At one point, we went from a Chris Brown song to a, I think to like some, it was just the weirdest it was just the weirdest choice of songs. And we were like, what? The DJ was terrible. And then when he said he was Keyshia Cole DJ, it was like, it all makes sense. And then when Ashanti finally came out, her DJ started playing. And yeah, he definitely was playing some BS songs. I ain't gonna lie.
He was
definitely playing some BS Murder Inc. songs, because
yo, like,
What?
I died when they said featuring Rihanna and it was just a sample.
They kept playing that damn Fat Joe song and it was pissing me off, okay?
Ugly. And it was an ugly song.
Cause that song is terrible. Did you see the video?
No, why would I do that?
Oh my God. Because that's how I learned about the song.
Is the video featuring Rihanna?
No, because it's this young boy. He actually does really good DJ sets and he does amazing mixes. So on the mix, he did the Kiss. What song is it? Kissing Better? Whatever Rihanna song is it? Whatever Rihanna song is featuring, he did that in another song, and then Fat Joe is now rapping over his DJ mix. So that's how the song came about. Okay. But no, I'm happy for the young boy because he, through like the whole quarantine, he's been just doing so many different mixes and he's been hot for a minute. But yeah.
I mean, well, at least shout out to somebody getting on from that because. Moving on. Ashanti came out with a new single and that was also ugly. Like, I can't even get through the song because I just hate how it starts.
Maybe. Both the songs. I didn't like the Keisha Cole song either. And I thought I was tripping. Then I went to go listen to it on the playlist. I'm like, I don't like this song either. Because I kept seeing people say, oh, this song is good. So I'm like, well, maybe it's just me. I don't even like the playlist. I don't even like this versus playlist. Like, the Keisha Cole songs are annoying to me. And then the ones I do like, I don't want to hear it. Followed by the Ashanti songs. I'm just like, I just need to... I just, you know, I'm going to listen to y'all separately. I can't.
Please, like, it was cool for me. I mean, I was excited for Ashanti. I got what I needed out of Ashanti, so that was that, I guess. She sang, sang baby. I was excited about it.
I wanted to text you so bad, but I was like, I don't think she's watching this. And then, of course, I learned that you didn't watch it at night, so I was just like, all right.
On YouTube. I found I had to watch the two separate videos on YouTube because somebody only had a half with just them singing together and then the other one had like the whole intro with nobody.
Yes, you saw the torture we were going through. Oh my goodness. Yes. It was so bad. But the highlight of the night for me was OC Genesis. I love him. If y'all know me, y'all know I love him and damn near every song that he makes. and including his version of Love. And I hate the song Love. FYI. I hate that song. It's the most annoying song ever made. And the fact that black people like really, really think it's the... No. Stop it. But when OC Genesis came out with his version, I fell in love with it. I was just like, okay, I can tolerate the song because, you know, it's him. And then, you know, they had their own little they beef going on and all that. And I called it weird because I'm like, he's having fun. And yeah, he got disrespectful in their little beef tirade, but I was happy to see him. You know, they made up or whatever. I was happy to see him. He was so happy to be there, you know. Oh, I just love him. He retweeted my tweet the other day. I got hype. I was like, oh, he sees me.
All right, you know you.
He's so cute. I can't.
Let's keep it cool, man.
Oh, please.
No, please.
That's Malika's man, okay?
But, I don't know about pool, so there's that on that.
I'm hollering.
Music.
Girl, listen. Listen, Beyonce love him. Beyonce know him. I've been getting too much money. Hey.
Everybody, man. Dang, I know his music. Thank you, Beyonce. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Beyonce,
okay, go ahead.
Why she trying to steal our money? Why she trying to steal your money?
It's already gone. I consider it already gone at this point. It's coming out February 18th, and anybody telling me shit about like y'all going to hear the next month episode when I talk about all this Ivy Park that I got.
And I meant to tell you like watch because remember you were saying you was waiting to see when she's going to drop, and I meant to say she going to drop in February. Lo and behold. She dropping in February. So people about to get hella, men are about to do their Valentine's Day presents.
Right. You got time to save. It ain't dropped yet. That's what I'm excited about. Once I heard February 18th, I'm like, yes, I got time to save.
And then that cash page, the set she had on was fire. I was like, that brown shirt. That brown set, fire.
Maybe not the shorts, but maybe the shorts.
You didn't. I definitely like the sweater. The top was.
Yeah, the top was lit. The bucket hat, that's for sure. I'm getting. I already got two of them.
That joint was fire. I ain't gonna lie. I just, and then of course when you show me Gucci, I just love seeing Gucci. It just
I love
makes
that
so much
part
sense.
Of it. Right.
It makes so much sense. It just makes like
they really are calling the Icy Park. Like I was saying.
Right. I'm like, that's and what? who better? You know, I would have liked to see Saweetie in a look or something.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah, cause I'm like, you know, she's an icy girl.
Right.
I'm like, but it makes sense, you know, for the culture, Gucci is.
He's so icy, like, with my life.
Exactly. So, you know, Jeezy ain't on there, so we know who she played. We know who's the favorite. We know who the favorite is.
Wouldn't even be as exciting if Jeezy was on there. No offense to
right?
my man. Cause I, still
I know. Jeezy, y'all but... know I lo- Y'all know me. He used to be my bae, but... So,
February 18th, watch out for Icy Park. It's going to be dropping. And if y'all
see, I'm about to say, if y'all see Breezy outside, y'all already know what she's going to be wearing.
Like, just I'm not going outside, nothing else. Because all COVID. All motherfucking COVID. I got all this Ivy Park and I ain't going nowhere in it. You think the first place I'm going to, I'm wearing all the Ivy Park I have.
She going to have something from each collection. She going to have each color oil, okay? She going to make it work.
And everything on.
She going to make it work, okay?
That's she going to make it work. With the mask and mask. Like you mean.
Oh my God. Y'all that here. Is too funny.
But I did want to bring up real quick is speaking of music. So the City Girls, did you see that they performed, like, had a concert?
Huh?
City Girls had a maybe not a concert, but had a show.
They not the only ones.
So they had the show, but I didn't, who else is having shows?
Girl, in Houston, I think, like, Trey Songz and Bow Wow had a show.
Oh my gosh, bye.
Exactly.
So City Girls exactly. in Florida, having shows and shit. And some white girl had went viral because she went on a rant. Apparently, they was 7 hours late.
Huh?
And then showed up and sang two songs and left.
Wait, how long was this show, this party, that they were 7 hours late?
7 hours late. Had people waiting for 7 hours, showed what? Up and
oh,
sang
no. After...
two songs and one other song, and then dipped out.
After 2 hours? No.
I'm not waiting for 7 hours.
Granted, I'll give you an hour because I've waited for artists an hour, you know, but depending on the atmosphere and what's going on, hour is doable. When you start reaching an hour and a half, I'm like, okay. Nine times out of ten, they're on their feet. It's a standing room only show.
Right.
And it's but so much you can do and before people start getting irritated. Once I hit that 2 hour mark, mama going home. Because my feet hurt. Okay. It's crowded. We in the middle of a pandemic still.
Right. And I'm already scared to be here. But I'm here.
I'm waiting an extra 7? No.
7 hours.
And I'm sorry. I know y'all go up for the City Girls. They not worth me waiting 7. I wait Beyonce 7 hours. I wait for Jay-Z 7. I'm not waiting for the City Girls 7 hours.
And the thing is, Beyonce and Jay-Z would not make us wait 7 hours.
Would never.
They on time. What the fuck?
They would never.
Seven hours, that's unheard of. Unheard of. I'm not even waiting that long. Like, how long did y'all even have a venue that y'all can be late 7 hours?
That's what I'm saying. Like, so what time did this start? Like, were they, like, 7 hours mean in the wee hours of the next morning?
I'm wondering
the same
thing.
Or was this like an afternoon show? Because
I didn't get the time context. I'm wondering how much the tickets were. Like, I saw the footage, and it was packed in there.
Because if this is a night show, 7 hours, baby, that's past my bed.
Child.
It's the next morning, and the sun is basically, beating me home.
They probably showed up at 1 a.m. and shit.
It was probably a day party. It was probably a day party. Because if it was in Florida, it was probably a day party.
But this girl was mad as hell. She was like, fuck City Girls. I'm not supporting them anymore. Mm-hmm. You make your fans wait in the cold for 7 hours and you
in the cold. Songs.
Mm-mm. Right, bitch, you're in Florida. You're not going to say in the cold. But moving on. What is 60 degrees? You talking about something in the cold.
Girl, I wish it was 50 degrees. Okay.
Come on, with the bullshit.
I wish. I'm hollering. But you know, that's not.
That's not acceptable at all.
And they not
already had your fans out here at risk knowing it was a pandemic just for you to perform and get this money. All right, cool. Go ahead and do that. That's your prerogative, but you waiting, making them wait 7 hours? Mm-mm. To not even give them a full show? Like, on top of that, you don't even give me a full show. Like, you show up and you do 2 songs, probably because your time was up at the venue. That probably had to be it. Because what else, like, why else would they only perform 2 songs? Like, I feel like that's bullshit, but it had to be the timing, man, because, yeah, the time matters. What time did they fucking start the show? Like, how long was they there? How long did they have the venue? What, did they start at 5? Did they start at 8? Like,
and that's my biggest concern, because I'm like, well, what time? Because, 7 hours?
Mm-mm.
That's a work shift.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Y'all tripping. I'm not working for the city girls. I'm just not.
Mm-mm. But yeah, no, didn't kiss my ass. I'm sorry, I'm not that big of a fan of them either, so that really would have pissed me off.
Yeah, me too. I probably wouldn't have stayed that 2 hours. 2 hours is a little long. Maybe an hour and a half. I start getting restless and calling Ticketmaster like, yo, mm-hmm. I need a refund. These bitches is not here.
But yeah, so they were not the only ones that had shows. Bow Wow was at a club in Houston. He performed one song. Don't play, okay? Don't do that.
Bounce With Me is a good song. That's why I named it.
Don't do that. Because if anything, he probably did Fresh As I Miz, okay?
The best song. My God.
But no... But no, so he got backlash because people thought it was a Bow Wow concert, but it wasn't. I think I don't know if it was a Meek Mill show, but it was at a club that Meek Mill was also there. He performed, and Bow Wow performed one song, but he was just there to be there, granted.
Okay.
Now,
I ain't mad at him.
Days before, Trey Songz and Fabolous, now they had at a show. Along with Mulatto, DaBaby, and a couple other people at an event in Houston. Again, you know, Houston, Atlanta, COVID does not exist in those places.
Right. Florida.
Apparently. So the event was shut down. and it was just, I just don't understand. Because one, Trey Songz and Fabolous, what music have y'all put out recently that people will want to see y'all perform in the middle of a pandemic?
I'm wondering the same thing.
Now we know Mr. Boward Woward did not put out a song in I don't know how long.
Not Boward Woward.
But it wasn't even at a club. Not even at an actual venue. A club.
I mean, that's probably why they're doing it, because you can't really get a venue.
Oh, no, the fire marshal, the Houston fire marshal, they shut that shit down fast. They shut that down fast. I would have been pissed because I know y'all paid a pretty penny, especially to see Trey Songz.
Right.
And then the other artists like Mulatto, DaBaby, and all that.
Right. You'll see more than one person, and DaBaby, for sure, that's money right there.
Right, because that's all he do is shows. But, yeah, I need y'all to take this seriously, please. These celebrities are out of pocket. I understand y'all are losing money. There's other ways to make money, though. And risking your lives and the lives of your fans and other people. If y'all keep risking the lives of your fans, you won't have any fans to do these shows for in the future.
Okay.
So just chill out. And that's the biggest thing. Just chill out.
Just give it up.
We ain't... Right. It's okay. We're not going anywhere.
Make some money. Drop a clothes.
Make some music. Make some music. Let us stream it. There's some money. You know, it's just...
Yeah. There's
most
other
of these
ways.
Like they got home studios.
I mean, Trey Songz, you was just scamming people on OnlyFans, you know, because you was charging them like $20-something just to show them.
OnlyFans?
Yes, girl. He wasn't showing that though. He wasn't showing dick on OnlyFans.
What's the point of Trey Songz OnlyFans?
Because he know women be lusting after him, so he made the OnlyFans and showed pictures that he wouldn't post on his, but he would probably post on his Instagram, like shirtless pictures or like pictures of him in a shower, but like from like the chest up. Like, sir, I wanted to see that.
Boy, bye.
Like, show us what we want. He ain't like now. If they were smart, they would be like, Tyga is showing you it all.
Yo, Tyga's out here.
Tyga's being a whole porn star on OnlyFans. He is giving us our money's worth, okay?
Shout out to Tyga.
But, yeah, child. It's just a mess.
First of all, shout out to OnlyFans, because it's money to be made.
I did want to ask you, did you watch, or did you know Wendy Williams was having a Lifetime show movie?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Did it drop already? I missed
it. It came
out
last night.
Yep. No, I did not.
Oh. It was amazing.
I gotta catch that, John.
It was really good. Insightful. I will say the Lifetime movie told us things that, of course, nobody ever knew. But it was another two-hour actual documentary of her actually talking about stuff. And it was very, she gave us more insight into, you know, the scandals with her husband. And like her actual, how she started and all that. But it was actually good. So I will say, if you or anybody have not watched it, do watch it. Because I know the thing is with Wendy Williams, and I've never disliked her. She just always got a bad rap for the type of work she did. But it's like, y'all love and praise like Baller Alert and The Shade Room. People doing the same thing that she's been doing for years. Never. So it's like, okay. So it's like, do y'all really like not like her? Is it like just her y'all don't like, or is it really that y'all don't like what she does because The Shade Room is literally doing her job? It's just online.
Wendy Williams is the reason I got into communication.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I used to listen to her on the radio when she was in Philly, and I wanted to be Wendy Williams. I loved her
on Power 99.
I had a radio show in college for like a year and a half.
It was amazing.
So, you know, I love Wendy Williams. I've always loved what she did and how she did it. I'm like, look at her now. She out here on national television. I'm like, besides all the drama, like, her career flourished, and I love that about her always.
Yes.
I'm going to check the documentary out for sure. I love Wendy Williams.
I will tell you, and they also put disclaimers on it, like, or the girl that's playing her when she's doing the narrating of it. She does put trigger warnings because they do show a lot. They do show more than what you would bargain for in somebody's Lifetime documentary.
Okay.
But
I mean, I'm an adult, so it's not like I got kids that I'm about to watch this shit with.
No, like some, no, not even that. Trigger warning, I mean, like, it might trigger you. Like, okay. There are some things in her life that she went through that she's never told anybody. And of course, we saw it. We saw it firsthand on the Lifetime movie. So. Really good. She really has been through a lot, and I respect her more and more, especially after, you know, the shit she was going through with her husband. Oh my God, he was terrible. he was good until he wasn't, and a lot of men will take it. Mm-hmm. It's really good, but no, if you ever get a chance, watch that. I know Salt and Pepper had one. I still haven't decided if I wanted to watch theirs because they didn't include Spinderella in it. When they made it, she wasn't included with helping make it. And it was crazy because I ended up getting on Clubhouse one night and she was talking about it. And she was pretty much talking about why she wasn't included. Like, of course, they have issues. They have their problems. So, and I was like, that's real corny, though, because if you know Salt-N-Pepa, then you know Spinderella.
Why do they have problems anyway? whatever.
Not, yeah, so, you know, stuff that's been, you know, stuff in the past, but they've never just made up for. So, but I was just like, that was just real petty of them to make a Salt and Pepper Lifetime movie and not include her.
Come on, and the making of it. One time.
But yeah, so that was good. Lifetime actually has a lot of documentaries coming out. A lot of shows and movies coming out. But yeah. Oh, child. Before we wrap this up. Have you been seeing what's going on with T.I. and Tiny?
Girl, first of all, I had it on my list, but I crossed it off because I'm like, okay, we can just, you know, we can leave it. We can leave it alone. But since you brought it up.
Honey, we got to discuss this, okay?
Girl, yes. First of all, I'm not going to say I believe it, but I believe it. I see they trying to discredit her. Which right. Is cool. That's what people, not that's cool, but that's expected. That's what usually happens when people get accused. They, you know, find some way to discredit the, that's the first thing you learn is discredit the witness. So nobody would even believe what they have to say, even if they're saying the truth.
And here's my thing. I'm not going to say that I don't believe it. I'm not going to. I'm waiting at this right. point. At this point. Because, child.
I'm not going to say I believe it all, but yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, because it's always.
I don't believe it.
Right, and it's always, you know, it's always one thing when there's one person, but multiple. We're in the double digits. Multiple right. women. I'm like, all right, now we got to. We really got it. I really want to pay attention to this story and how what's going to go on. And T.I. He made an 8-minute video after his people put out a statement. I'm like, sir, you are just undoing everything that they just did. Please leave it alone. An 8-minute video talking about this, and I'm just like,
oh. I was watching Unwind with Tasha K because you know that's my shit.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about it. And apparently, like, I forgot the name, so I'm not going to name names and be wrong, but
mm-hmm.
people involved were, like, helping bring girls to them, and girls would have to sign contracts where they had to agree to take Molly. Like, mm-hmm. that was one of the agreements on the contract or whatever, and, like, some of these girls, some of the sex workers ended up being abused because they agreed to, you know, it's in the contract to agree.
Yeah.
They take Molly voluntarily, they a little out of it, then they crush the Molly up and put it in their drink and give it to her. That's a whole different thing than actually giving her the drug to take
exactly.
than hiding it in a drink and then giving it to her. She can be all the way out of it, so you can do whatever the fuck you want to her.
Because with that, I'm thinking y'all probably gave her one and still crushed something up and put it in her drink.
Right.
Because a lot of them were saying they couldn't remember the previous night. And I'm like, well, that will only happen if you were given something that you didn't know about.
Right.
Because if you only took, you know, maybe like one pill, you wouldn't have that effect. Or if you took, maybe they gave you something else. So, it... messy situation.
Very messy. And, I mean, we're just gonna watch the situation unfold at this point.
Yeah,
unfold or get squashed. See how quickly they handle it.
Let's see, because child, when I saw it, I was just like, "This is just too much." I can't. Yeah.
A part of me is leaning into it just because I've been hearing for a very long time that Tia and Tiny been, you know, inviting people into the bedroom like all the time. Like that's the thing. That's something they do, which is okay.
Yeah,
you know, that's your prerogative.
I heard, yeah, I'm about to say, and I've, you know, everybody would talk about Will and Jada, and I'm like, they are not the only swinger, you know, famous couple, right. Like, there's a lot of them, but I'm not surprised by that.
I mean, so that's not the bad part about it. I mean, again, if you as a collective are okay with that, then it's definitely your prerogative to have that type of relationship. If you're both happy with it, then go ahead for it. But to
right.
that in that manner, right. a whole different
now thing. You putting guns at the people. No,
You're doing too much.
Like, sir, one, are you even allowed to have a gun still?
Like period. How many times
you gotta go over there? Okay. Like, you could just go in trouble for this shit. What's going on? Got you. Oh, Jesus. I'm like, T, I always want to talk about other people's problems, but sir, you got your own shit. Right, you clearly got your own shit. Mm-hmm. And pronto. But yes. I'm praying, I'm hoping, as all of this is being, you know, brought to the light and more women are speaking out, that they are also protected.
Fingers crossed. And
that is the biggest thing. Anybody that ever, I always worry about people that, you know, they speak on their abusers and the abuse that has happened to them. I pray, always think about their safety.
I will say that Tasha K is going to keep a tab on this. So if she say anything else about it, I'll let you know so you can check out what's going on. But she's basically going to get everything together, get accounts and stuff like that, and get stories and drop it on her platform.
Yeah.
Because apparently, you know, she lawyered up, so she's okay with dropping shit as long as she knows it's the truth. She's going to go for it. So we'll see what comes next out of this. This was just like this week's episode, so maybe the next couple of weeks it'll be some developments on her platform, if not anywhere else.
Yeah, so we shall see. We shall see. Oh, and RIP to Cicely Tyson and Larry King.
Yeah.
It's been a lot. Yeah. They have lived long lives, especially Cicely. Yeah, Mama's was running.
Okay.
Just a quickie.
So, you know, today we live in a world where there's more than just male, female, and, you know, heterosexual or straight, which we know now is heterosexual. So Breezy and I have decided to talk about the differences in sexualities and genders, and, you know, to give more clarification just in case people have questions or are just unsure of the different types as far as, you know, the LGBTQ community goes, and, you know, the letters extend more. So,
definitely for it to be better understood, because there's so much out there, and I don't want people to be scared of their own sexuality or not know what they are or feel pressure to even fucking label what you feel. Right. That was one thing that honestly I struggled with for a very long time. Was even still now, I don't like to say that there's a label.
Okay.
I understand that there could be one. So if there has to be one, I have one. But I don't really think that I want to be labeled anything, to be honest with you. Like, that was how I ended up going about it, because at first it was like, okay, I know I like girls. I don't think I ever, in any point in my life, was like straight. Like, that never happened.
Right.
But I knew I liked girls, so I'm like, oh, well, I knew I liked girls, and I knew that I had a boyfriend before, and at this point, I was, like, 13, so I'm like, all right, I'm bisexual, whatever. And then, as I got older, I realized that I wasn't really romantically interested in men.
Okay.
So it's like, am I bisexual when I don't want a boyfriend? So it was hard for me to say what a label was. So for a very long time after that, when I realized that, and that by the time I got there, I was like 18.
Yeah.
I stopped saying anything. I let people just assume I was whatever they wanted to assume I was. And I mean, whoever I was intimate with, I was intimate with them, and I didn't have a label for that, and it didn't matter. And that was always how I went about everything. Still do now, honestly.
Okay, so before, because again, that's going to leave people still puzzled when speaking of gender and sexuality. So, can we, I'm probably, do you want to explain the difference between gender and then the difference between sexuality? Because again, there are people that, and I see this far too much, not just in men, but in men and women, that don't know the difference between gender, sex, and then sexuality.
Right.
Because they think if, I don't know what the disconnect is when trying to, when they are trying to process, you know, when someone says, oh, but I'm gay, or I don't know, just like the, I can't off the head think of like the examples that I know of, but I know people struggle between the differences. They don't know how to do.
Gender is a social construct.
Mm-hmm.
Or from what it's being identified as. So gender refers to your attitudes, feelings, and behaviors that a culture associates with a person's biological sex.
Okay.
So, like, if you have biologically a woman's genitals, then you're a girl.
Okay.
But we're now disassociating gender and sex. They are not the same thing. Gender is something you're given because you have these biological things. But if you don't feel like you're that, even if you have those biological things, that's where non-gender conformity comes in, and you have non-binary people who don't identify as male or female.
Okay. So, in a nutshell, you can say that gender identity is pretty much how we feel about our own gender, how we feel inside.
Right.
Who we think
we are. Sex is the biological, what you were assigned at birth.
Okay. So people who fall in between like male and female that don't really want to identify with either would be non-binary, correct?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
And then so, that's where people identify with transgender, where it doesn't really go with what you're assigned with at birth. So that's when a man feels like he's a woman, or a woman feels like she's a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's where gender identity, and that's where people start to get confused, because gender and sex, people like to put hand in hand when they are two different things.
Okay.
So a transgender man would be a woman that feels like she's a man, and even sometimes goes through those steps of becoming a man visually for people to easily associate that that's a male without it being like having to be explained.
Okay.
Go with what you feel and not being ashamed of the genitals you have.
Okay. So
it's a little complicated, but it's
no, it sounds complicated, but the more you delve into it, the better you understand. Some people, I mean, the more we're going to talk about it, the easier it'll become. Listening to it firsthand, like, first off, it's like, okay, it's like a math problem. Like, all right, you got all these different variables, but
right.
the more you talk about it, the more you listen to the explanation and everything, it starts to make sense.
The whole alphabet of people or family members.
And this is the thing, because when I started actually learning about all of this, you're not going to get it offhand. It took me a while to actually understand, because even with pronouns, I struggle. I always forget to ask people, what pronouns do you go by? Because sometimes right. I forget when, even though I say something transgender woman, trans woman, I still forget to use the pronouns. She or her, or some right. of them don't even do, some of them do they and them.
That would be non-binary.
And that's my thing. I always
feel... A lot of transgender are non-binary.
Yeah, and I always, honestly, even with people who identify as women, I just say they, because in my mind, you really can't go wrong with saying they and them. But if a person specifically tells you, like, they want you to say he or him, she or her, use those pronouns.
Right. Respect that.
Yeah. But I do sometimes struggle. I always forget, like, as soon as I catch myself, I always apologize. I'm like, I'm sorry. But
honestly, yeah. I'm still learning as I go. I'm still learning as I go. Like, I'm not a fucking expert in the community, but just learning myself, I have to learn of different things because of everything that I've fucking gone through internally.
No, listen. And people don't always have it all figured out. You're not going to always, even within yourself, you're not going to have everything figured out because you might feel or think you feel one way one day or one period of time. And then later on, you might be like, you might realize that that was never who you were.
Right. I feel that. So there's a whole alphabet that I want to explain so, you know, people can understand a little bit more of what all of this means.
Mm-hmm.
So we started with just LGBTQ. Oh, shit. See, I'm so used to adding the letters now. Historically, we started with LGBT.
Yeah.
That was it. It was just lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. We know what a lesbian is, but just not to assume a lesbian is a woman who is sexually and or emotionally attracted to women. A is a man who, same thing, but for a man. And then bisexual would be sexually or emotionally attracted to two genders.
Mm-hmm.
And arguably, and this word gets hard, but I don't want to get into it too much, but it could be two or more, but we'll just leave it at two because it's bi. That's what I always assumed.
Yeah, bi means two. And
right. And then we have transgender, which I just explained a little earlier. But now we have this expansion of letters where it's LGBTQIA. So Q is queer.
And queer is, I think, what I struggle with. Because I don't know the real queer definition is a big of queer.
Struggle because it's literally a struggle. Queer is an umbrella term for anyone who's not straight and not cisgender.
Okay. Because you remember, you remember the show Queer Eye? I think that's what it used to be called. When I used to watch it, I knew, like, okay, this is a show about gay people, or, you know. But I was just like, okay, right. So can I, like, call people, like, that are gay and lesbian queer? Like, so I was just like, Q, I'm like, well, wouldn't Q be the everybody? In a sense.
That's a good thought. It's going with the queer eye, I would understand where you came from with that. And I mean, queer eye was definitely like it was interesting. But the nowadays queer is not just for the gay man. It is just as often used as a broad rejection of labels in general, or sometimes it's used as a slur, so you'll hear people call a guy queer, but that's just because they're ignorant.
Yeah.
The queer is really questioning. You don't really understand or know, and not trying to label it, so that's what you get.
Okay. Yeah. It is. It really is. And I want to kind of double back for a moment. So when you were explaining, you know, lesbian is when a woman is, you know, emotionally and physically, I think what people struggle with is the emotional portion of someone being gay, because they think someone only has to be physically attracted to a man to be gay, and a woman has to only be physically. And I'm like, no, I'm like,
that's not true at all.
I'm like, you can still have sex with somebody of the same sex and not be considered gay.
That was why I struggled with the whole straight thing, is because I knew that I was sexually attracted to men, but I didn't want really anything to do with them emotionally. Like,
honestly, me neither. At this point, me neither. But oddly enough, it's not just men that struggle with saying, well, if a man has sex with a man, he's automatically gay. But if a woman does it, she can be considered bi. And I'm like, well, how does that work for one and not the other? And yeah,
that's
a
big double standard that's been going on for a long time. It even goes on within the
community. Yeah. And I've learned that a lot of people in the community, they consider bi people to be, they consider bi in a negative light. They didn't look at it in a negative light.
Yeah, that's politics I didn't want to get into, but it is definitely politics within the community, because bisexuals are really, in the beginning, they were like outcast of the community, and because they weren't lesbians, they weren't gay, they weren't straight, they weren't like, I don't know. I think that like the traditional gays and the traditional lesbians couldn't understand bisexuals, because they knew that they weren't straight because they liked the same sex. But now this person, no, they're not straight, but they still like the same sex and the opposite sex. It was confusing to those people. But so they were out for a while, but I think it's more accepting now because people understand that sexuality is fluid. That's the one big thing I want to get out there too, because I believe that wholeheartedly. It's so fluid. Like, you feel how you feel. That's it.
Yeah. Well, and I think people think that because I feel this way, you need to feel that way. Or, and people don't realize everybody is different. Just because you like women and your friend is a male, he doesn't necessarily have to like women.
Right.
And y'all can still coexist in the same space without them naturally being attracted to you. And I'm like, I have female friends who are lesbians and they're not attracted to me, and I'm not, we still coexist, and most of them are my closest friends. And I know I have male friends who are gay, and they also have, you know, straight male friends, and they're not attracted. I'm like, just because somebody is gay doesn't mean they're going to naturally be attracted to you. You might not be attracted to them.
That's a part of what I struggled with too in high school. I had a girl say to my face that she was apologizing at this point, but she was saying this to my face that she had distanced herself from me when she found out that I like girls because she thought I was going to hit on her.
Oh my God.
Girl, bye. And the only reason she decided to apologize was because I had started to play a sport that year that I didn't play before. And so now we on the same team. We teammates. She sees that I'm not even fucking, like, I'm not out here staring at the bitches when they bending over getting the balls. Like, I'm not a Greek.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It was weird. But yeah, people, it made me realize there are, if she's thinking that, like, there are probably other people that are out here that actually think that. For real, for real. Like, oh, you like girls? I gotta, like, you know, stay away from you or not do certain things in front of you because you're gonna look at me like, no.
And I want people to get rid of that stigma, because it's just, of course, it's not true.
It's just not true. Do you look at every single fucking man that walks past you?
Child, no.
Like, come on. Why would people assume then that a woman would look at every fucking, a woman that likes women would look at every fucking woman that walks past them?
Exactly.
Same thing. There has to be some type of attraction, like an actual interest, like not just, oh, you're a woman, let me look. Oh, you're a man, let me look. People are weird to even think that, but whatever. So we still got the I and the A.
Okay.
I is intersex. Have you ever heard of that? That's a biological thing.
I just read intersex, so I did just see it. So what is intersex?
It's people who naturally have biological traits that don't match what is typically identified as male or female. So they usually have like XXY chromosomes.
Okay.
So it really has to do with their genitalia being completely different.
Okay. Interesting.
Right. So it's not really a sexual orientation, or even a gender identity more than it is. Right. Just
because they can have both, like, natural boobs and also, like, a penis. Is right. that what that is? Okay. Okay. And but like, they're born that way. They're not, yeah, it's not a surgery.
Not a
okay.
surgery. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Hmm. Interesting.
And then that can get complicated because they can still have gender identities and sexual orientation.
Yeah.
And be intersex.
Oh my goodness.
Moving on. I've never encountered anybody that's intersex before, but honestly, I'd be damn sure interested to see it.
All right. Listen. I would, if I ever come across, I'm going to pick their brains if they allow me to. Okay. Because that in itself would seem like an interesting, like, learning experience just for me to understand, to try to understand. But yeah.
The last thing, or it's not the last thing, because there are two more that was just, it's not really added, but there are two more to know about.
Okay.
That's probably why they just added the plus sign on there. So it just makes it ambiguous. Then we have the A, which can stand for two things, whatever you feel like it can stand for you. But the A would be asexual or ally.
Now, asexual, I know of, oddly enough, because I forgot, I was watching a movie one time, and the character stated that they identified as being asexual, meaning that isn't asexual when they don't, when they're, you know, they're okay with not having sex?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They don't experience or have a low level of sexual desire, so yeah. They can still have romantic relationships, but that doesn't mean that they want to have wild, crazy sex because that's not in it for them.
That's the type of sugar daddy I need.
I don't know if this is a rumor or not, but this is random. But I heard that motherfucking Hitler was asexual. So random.
That is random. Oh my god.
It was rumored that he was asexual.
No, that's such a random fig. Oh my god. Like, what? How would y'all know? Who knows these things?
I'm wondering the same thing, but. All right. But allies, just like, y'all just want to be included.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute now.
More because
Because wait a minute now. All right, these my people. Now you talking about my people?
Right.
Because I consider myself to be an ally, and then you talk about my people.
Just want to be included.
Well, I'm gonna speak on behalf of my people. So, please. An ally is pretty much, as Lindsay was trying to say, impolitely. Is literally an ally, straight ally, or heterosexual ally is just a heterosexual or cisgender person who supports, you know, equal civil rights, gender equality, any movement involving the LGBTQ community, QIA plus community. Look at me.
Okay, look at me. You got it though, right there.
And then, where we're like challenging homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia. But I will say a lot of people, like, naturally, if you ask me, I probably wouldn't say that I'm an ally. I just say I'm a person that believes in, you know, human right. rights, equal rights, and things of that nature. So people who you would say are allies under this definition, they may not identify with ally. They just identify as a person that believes in equal rights.
Right. I appreciate the allies. I'm just fucking around, but yeah. allies are needed in any movement. Like, honestly, yes. Even with this Black Lives, I feel like we still need allies to move. Because if it was just Black people, like, all the white people could just shut it up and shut it out. There's at least one white person that cares, then the next white person might listen to that person, which is corny to think about, but allies are needed in a movement. So
yes, they are. Now, I do want to ask you about this, because I have heard this term before, but I want to know, have you heard of it, and what do you think about it? The term bi-curious.
Yes, yes. During my my discovery of myself, that was one term that I gave myself for a little bit.
Okay, do you want to explain what bi-curious is, or... I mean, I can.
That's just a person, whether it be male or female, that's curious about having sex with someone of the same sex.
Yeah.
That hasn't before, but has the thoughts, curious about it, wants to try it, but hasn't acted on it.
Okay. Now, naturally, up until this year, I would have said I was bi-curious, or I would say that I was bi-curious. But I have had sex with a woman now. So I can say that I'm no longer bi curious.
The curiosity out the window, girl.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Ain't nothing to be curious about. This is
I've,
over.
I've done it twice though. That's the thing. I've done it twice. I've done it with two separate women. But no, it definitely was an experience. An experience that, you know, if it came about, I wouldn't knock it. I can say that I know me. I could never be with a woman.
Right.
I'm not emotionally attracted to women. Yeah. I'm not emotionally attracted. Women are like, and I was saying this on Twitter the other day, because, you know the challenges that everybody's doing now, like the silhouette challenge is a new thing. God. Oh, my God. And, you know, women are just aesthetically pleasing to look at. They have.
I didn't see that yet. I'm waiting on it.
Oh, I have. I'm gonna send you the videos. It's on Twitter, girl. If you don't log into Twitter,
Get my life.
It's all on the timeline. But women are very aesthetically pleasing to look at. And I've said this plenty of times. I tell you all the time. When I watch porn, the first thing I watch is lesbian porn, because, wow. You know, I can't really do much for watching a man fuck a woman.
Corny.
Huh.
Lesbian porn is corny, but that's just my opinion.
You gotta, I watch homemade videos. Like, I watch the amateur shit.
It might be a little better.
Yeah, I've seen most of the regular ones, but I like the amateur. Even with, like, watching regular porn, I watch amateur shit because, you know, point of views, I just like, you know, the amateur. I'm gonna act like I'm in the room just watching.
Right.
And I consider myself to be a voyeur. You know, I love watching, just watching.
Not a part of the alphabet.
I know, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying, if I ever got the opportunity, you know, I just love watching. But yeah.
In a club, all you gotta do is just be in there. You ain't gotta have sex with nobody. Sex all around.
I know,
you.
And that's the thing. I know of a bunch of sex parties where you buy either a ticket to be. You buy a ticket to be a voyeur or a ticket to actually participate.
Right.
So, yeah, I would definitely do that. Yeah, after, you know, if we ever be in a world without COVID and all these restrictions, I would definitely consider doing it. Consider. Because watching certainly turns me on. But no.
I got time for the COVID.
Now, I will say, bi-curious, you usually always hear women mention the term bi-curious because most women are curious.
Most women are okay with admitting that they're curious, too.
Yes.
That's one thing. Because I think that, honestly, I think that most people are curious.
Like curious.
Mm-hmm. Women are going to admit it much quicker than men will.
Exactly. And it's going to, you know, we're going to act on it quicker and with ease, you know, than men will.
Right. Right. Some men might really, really like men and never do anything about it. Or some men might really like men and end up just being on a down low.
Right. And I mean, the problem with being on a down low is now you have to.
And you're curious. You know what I mean? This
right.
Point, you're not curious because you fucking. You fucking all the time, but that's a whole nother situation.
We can talk about, you know, people being on a download later, because that comes with a whole nother, a whole bunch of stuff, and it's just not safe. It's not safe.
There are two other letters, just for educational purposes, that they don't, they're not usually included in the whole lineup.
Okay.
But it's P and D. So P, like Peter, that's for pansexual.
Okay, I know what pan is.
And that's for people who don't. Pansexual is a person who is sexually, romantically, and or emotionally attracted to people, regardless of their sex or gender identity.
Hmm. So, my question to you about pan is, what would be the difference between pan and bi?
Bi still focuses on gender identity, where there's a male and a female involved.
Okay. And pan focuses on everyone. As
yeah.
A whole. Okay. Interesting. I wonder why they, I mean, as for the terms for everything, I wonder why these words were picked.
Pan is an acronym for all, I think. Or not
okay.
Acronym, whatever.
But
prefix.
Like, okay. Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, pan is a prefix for all. Just like bi is a prefix for two.
But, yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, look at that. That's just learning.
Right.
Alright. And what's the last letter?
Oh, the last one is D. Now this one I just am learning myself is demisexual.
Huh? Okay, I gotta look that one up myself. How you
right.
Spell it?
D E like Edward.
Oh,
M,
I see.
Like Mary I.
Mm-hmm. D M I. Like Demi Lovato. But
yeah,
sexual.
I should have said that. That was much easier. I'm just so used to, you know, my job. So I'm used to spelling things out, being on the phone.
You don't know the phonetic alphabet?
Yes, but I'd be just making stuff up.
So you don't do the military one? You know what?
Sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't. I just like, do you like Derek?
Derek, though, of all, not even David, but Derek. All right.
Do you like David?
Do you like Delta?
Yeah. On. Sometimes Alpha. Delta comes out, but I switch it up. But yes, demisexual is someone who can only experience a sexual attraction after an emotional bond has been formed.
Mm. Ooh,
this bond
wait a minute.
Has to be romantic in nature. So you just be like, oh, you cool.
I was going to say, damn, I'm damn sure not demisexual. Because
oh,
I'll be
yeah.
Sexually attracted to people before getting to know them.
Don't go lying to the people out here, sis. Don't go lying to the people.
I see you look fine. I'm going to want to know what. Never mind. I wish. Because that would be. Okay.
It's an interesting idea, though. So there are people out here that's not giving it up until they actually know you and like you.
Damn.
And like are living that way. Labeling it that way.
My pussy got a mind of its own, so.
Girl, tell me about it. This is why pan is a thing, okay? A mind of its own for real. Don't care who you are.
So this is bearing out of the alphabet, but after seeing demisexual on the side on Google, it shows something like gray asexuality. What is this?
Gray asexuality.
Yes, this is so much.
It's a lot, and it's a huge spectrum, and this is why I started the conversation, and I'm still going to keep what I'm saying as what I mean, because I don't want to have a label. Like, there is no label. I'm just going to feel how I feel about what I feel in that moment. Whether mm-hmm. it's about liking the person or wanting to have sex with the person or not liking the person and not wanting to have sex with the person. Like, it's all how I feel, and it doesn't matter what the label's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't think there has to be a label. Like, don't feel pressure to label yourself. And there's so, like, and I think that's another reason why there are so many labels, because there's some type of, like, societal pressure to still be like, oh, what are you? So now you got to figure it out and put a name to it.
Right.
Fuck that. Fuck that. I am who I am. April. That's it. I was about to say motherfucking Nikki and motherfucker because I can't. That's why I came out like that because I was going to start rapping.
I cannot.
She knows she's your fan. She a lying motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
That's when Mary had a little lamb.
Oh, purr. Purr. Oh, Lord. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. So that, guys, is today's lesson. We have learned new meaning to the alphabet.
Okay.
There is just, you know, after I think the first A, it was just really eye-opening for me. I'm over here. I'm sorry, because I'm mind-boggled again, because now I saw something that said it was demisexual, then it said semisexual, sexuality, and I'm just like, okay.
Semisexual.
This is just, yes. I'm like, okay, let me just get off of this.
I had That's to what I mean. Because, like, people make, gotta make a label to how they feel. So now we got all these terms for shit.
And then I saw something like skoy or skosexual. I'm just like, yeah, I had to exit out of everything.
I know there's sapiosexual.
I have heard of sapiosexual.
I used to like to think of myself as that.
Can you just explain what that is, bro?
Yeah. And I think that it can still, you can still safely be sapio and then be any of these other things.
Okay.
Sapiosexual is a person who is sexually attracted to a person's intellect or mind or appearance.
Oh, damn. Never mind. So
that could be anybody.
Again, that would not be me, because
a straight person can be sapiosexual.
In order for me to want to talk to you, I have to know if I'm attracted to you physically.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm attracted to looks first. Like, if I like the way you look, then I'm going to want to engage in conversation with you. And then from there. But I can
And that's in Wikipedia. In the Webster's Dictionary, that extra part isn't a part of it. It's just being attracted to someone, sexually attracted to highly intelligent people. That says here in Webster.
Never mind then. Because I'm not.
And I am.
Judging by some of the men that dated. Never mind.
I can say that I am. Smart people are hot. But
and on that note, guys, that is it. I'm hanging up. I'll talk to y'all later, because what? Oh my God. It's just certain words that I hate hearing, and hot is one of them. The
First
other one is
of all, I didn't realize until recently that, like, hot is not a thing that, like, black girls usually say in a sexual situation. And I love it. I love hot so much. I love saying it.
Oh my God. That just gave me an idea. And it's funny because I wrote this down. We're going to do this one day. We're going to talk about dirty talk during sex, but not today. But yes, because, child. Based off of porn I've watched and men I've slept with, certain things I just don't want to hear. So, and then you saying hot just made me think of cock, and I'm just like, I'm disgusted. So
I like to say cock too. I realize that's not a thing that black girls say.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, so Lord. I just stopped saying things out loud, basically. So
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, this conversation is going to be so funny. Oh, my God.
I will say that I've never, like, had dirty talk with a man, so I've never used cock in a sexual situation, but...
Oh, man.
I would.
So fine.
Because I like the word. I think the word cock is hot.
cock and hot in the same sentence. It's over. I'm sorry, y'all. That this might be the end of the You Ain't Shit podcast because she's disgusting me right now. Okay.
Oh my god.
She picked cock and hot in the same sentence. Jesus Christ.
I just like the word. I'm gonna leave it alone.
And it's not even just the word. It's the way you're saying it that's making it funnier. Okay.
Oh my god.
When we go back and listen to this, this is gonna be hilarious.
It's getting cut. Fuck this.
Be giving y'all the raw footage, okay? You heard it here first. Oh my god.
It's time for the You Ain't Shit playlist.
Okay, so for this month, I was about to say this week.
Right.
So for the playlist this month, I am going to submit the song Toot That by Erica Banks. So, yeah, I didn't do the typical Bust It Challenge Erica Banks song. I actually like the song Toot That. I think it's another sample that she used. Really good. She actually is talented. I like this.
Check that out. I'd fuck with Erica Banks.
Yeah, I do like her.
My first song I'm going to put on here is Trust Issues by Rico Nasty.
That's a good one.
Love it so much. Rico Nasty. I love Rico Nasty, but that's definitely like top three Rico Nasty songs for me.
I couldn't agree with you more on that one.
Not number one. Maybe it's still number one.
I'm hollering.
But Trust Issues. Yeah, that's my shit. So check that out.
Oh my god. And my second submission for this for the playlist will be Tink's song Bottom Bitch. It's a new song. So good. I haven't heard a really good Tink song in a long time. So it's like her first project. So when I heard this song Bottom Bitch, I knew it was the one. I just knew it. Tink doesn't get the credit she deserves.
No, she doesn't. Tink
very, 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 yes. She is way too talented. She does not get the credit that she deserves. But I'm putting sis on the playlist.
Okay. And then I was going to say for my last, but since we're doing monthlies, do you want to like throw another song in there?
Yeah, we can. I do have another song that I can.
Then my second song is going to be Jesus Is the One by Zach Fox and Kenny Beats.
Oh my goodness.
That song's dumb. I don't care what nobody say. I'll play that shit all day. I don't even care what he's talking about. The beat is lit. Like, Kenny Beats, he's a great producer.
So when I was describing the video to you, it wasn't actually him in the video. It was a black guy doing the video, but it was still funny.
Gotcha. I'm going to still pick it out. Cause that's,
I'm going to still look for it.
Came out, like, in 2019.
It did. But I'm going to still find it because it was so funny. Because the black guy was like, you would have thought that it was his song and his video. Because he was just grooving, just rapping. I started cranking. But now that song is hilarious. Okay. So now for the third song, I'm struggling between two separate songs. Because I'm trying to remember them in my head. Okay. So I ain't going to pick this one. So my third submission, I'm going to pick Teyana Teller's Wrong Bitch.
Okay.
For at one point, I'm going to put Teyana Teller's Wrong Bitch. I was going to, I might say that for next week. So never mind. I ain't going to tell you on the next week what I was going to get. But yes, Teyana Teller's Wrong Bitch because y'all be having me fucked up.
And you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
Period. Purr.
All right, so for my last submission, I'm going to put my man Larry June, got to be on every playlist. So we got Larry June, Smoothies in 1991.
Smoothies in 1991. His song titles are something else, okay?
The funniest in the world. First of all, his last album is called Numbers.
You know what? Was he born in 1991? Because...
Yeah.
Okay.
So Larry about to be 30 this year.
Dang.
Whatever his birthday is. I don't know when the fuck his birthday is, but... I didn't know that because a bitch about to be 31. Oh my gosh.
I'm hollering.
Now I can't even say like anything, but I'm in my 30s. Like,
I'm still in my 20s. I'm a 20 something still. I'll be 28 this year. I'm a 20 something.
Okay. Listen, I'm happy. I'm happy with my age, you know. I'm progressing out here.
I'm freaking up. So for the playlist, y'all, we're separating them. So
this is season two.
Yeah, so playlist. Yeah, so this playlist will be titled You Ain't Shit Playlist Season 2. And the first one will be titled You Ain't Shit Playlist Season 1. So, you know, if you click, if you search the playlist or if you have it, just, you know, don't forget Season 1 is the one that has about 40-something songs on there. Then Season 2 will be the one that has the first 6 songs. But yeah, so that is it for this month, y'all.
Great, we'll definitely holler at y'all next month, and
yes,
hopefully it's not like so much drama, but at least, you know, give us some.
Well, Valentine's Day is next month, and I have a Valentine's date, so we're definitely going to talk about that next month.
I got Valentine's Day gifts already, so we can definitely we'll talk about how that goes.
I didn't get the gifts.
I got about 3 different things. I don't want to say on air just in case you decide to listen to this episode, but...
And that's the thing, like, I don't want to... He don't even know that I'm getting him something.
Okay.
And that's the thing, so...
Then that's
and
it.
He, right, so, yeah.
We have
So, anyway, don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Clubhouse at Queen Chickenhead.
And don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Clubhouse at Breezy the Gent.
You don't even be on Clubhouse, sis.
But I got one.
Let me stop talking because I haven't been on Clubhouse in like 2 weeks.
You did that to me with Twitter. I'm going to just have nothing to say no more.
You know what? You be on Instagram. You can still promote your Instagram.
Oh my gosh. Well, y'all can follow us on Twitter at You Ain't Shit Pod, on Instagram at You Ain't Shit Podcast, and always, our emails are always open. You can email us at youaintpodcast@gmail.com with anything that you gotta say.
Yes, yes. We will talk to you guys next month. Bye.
Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.